Okay. All right. We're here for our June 2017 Practice Accelerator Mastermind Group. And we have a small group today. So let's just get going. So let's start like typically with the typical successes. Sorry. My brain is all like in a fog right now, in a confusion right now because I just met with a new person that's going to be assisting me with like email and calendar and like personal assistant type stuff. And I just spent 3 hours with her and I hate that process of training somebody. And I said, this has to get in writing because I don't want to have to keep, you know, spending 3 hours with somebody and training them. It's like, can we just like read something and make a video?
So, yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to just take notes in my iPad and that's plus there. There we go. All right. So let's share some successes. Who wants to go first? Allison, I didn't even check my email to see if I got.
I haven't done it. I had a fantastic call with Rita Marie last night and I've really got clarity on my group packages is absolutely fantastic with prices, 3 levels. And I promised Rita Marie that I would have it by this morning. But my son needed to talk for an hour this morning. And I'm so glad I did have that time with him. You know,
whenever kids come, teenagers or young adults come and want to talk to parents, like everything drops.
Yeah, we spent an hour over breakfast outside on the patio, and it was really good for him to feel supported. So that was fantastic. That's a celebration in itself.
That's a celebration.
Last meeting, I said I'd have a PA by the next meeting, and this afternoon I've had a long meeting with my new business manager. Who is my bookkeeper. She's outsourced to another bookkeeper. So she's overseeing everything. And I've got a new PA called Clarissa, who is local enough to come physically here when I need her to.
Nice.
So I have a PA.
Yay. Yeah, mine's local too. So that's why she was here. So it's really, you know, nice to have somebody local sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Yay!
So it's little steps, but the thing is about Kay, my business manager, she's going to help set up the systems that will make things work. I showed her how to sort out the locum payments today, and that worked really well. She loves the software that I have for that, and that's nice. Really cool. And she's got a handle on that being my cash cow that funds the rest of my staff. She understands that. And it's all exciting, but the biggest excitement is that Rita Marie last night helped me to move from a sort of victim place, although I needed the support that I'd had over the weekend to come to that place, but move from a victim to actually it's not unexpected for somebody to charge 30% for the marketing and everything and bringing clients in. And let's just make sure the extra hour that you're putting into creating lab reports and speaking to the pharmacist is actually part of the package and paid for.
Exactly.
And even if my JV partner gets 30% of that uplift, we are both winning, and it will hopefully help her to see the benefits of having the package.
Because
it's just great.
Yeah, because you're actually getting a good deal.
Yeah.
If you're getting paid for all the time you put in, right? Because 35%. That she's taking 35%, you get 67, I think you were getting.
Yeah, I was getting 67.
It's awesome. I mean, because there's a lot of overhead that goes into marketing and admin.
Yeah.
And it's more typically 50%. So you're doing well with that. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So you're doing really well with that. Just get paid for that extra hour and you're good to go. Great. Yeah. Yay. Yeah.
Okay. You guys know from our earlier meetings and, of course, from the event, I had gotten a free session with Laura Fine in the raffle at SIV, and I signed up for her. Yeah, I signed up for her 3-session program. So I was working with her. We finished last week.
Nice.
Last week, I think, or the week before. But I think it's last week. She has been helping me work on boundaries. And I love the way she works because I love how she guides the client to, she kind of knows what's under there, but she makes you discover it and say it yourself.
Yeah.
And I found that extremely, extremely helpful. Mm-hmm. And one of the big things was boundaries. And she gave me a lot of, you know, good things to help me manage that. And I have decided that I am going to take the month of July and all of those little distractions like Facebook and emails and stuff like that are going to be checked the minimal amount of time, because I want to spend at least a good month just focusing on the work and a lot of the things, Rita Marie, that you went over with Deb and I during our one-on-one call, some of which we have gotten to and some of which we have not yet. But it's like, I need to just tune out the distractions and really work. And the funny thing is, after making that decision, and it's not even July yet, this weekend, we sat down on Saturday afternoon, Deb and I, and we had the computer out, and I told her I wanted to learn PowerPoint because I know it's not that difficult, but I haven't had the time to sit down and do it. She sat down. I put together, with her input and help, all five PowerPoint slide presentations for the travel course.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Now we still have to record the audios, of course, which will be a little dicier. But over the course of, I don't know, 2-3 hours, that's and nice. I created all of them with some input from her. So I know that I'll still need help like the next couple of times I'm working on it, because I need repetition. I need to do it more than once to really get it. But it's like, so I learned a new skill. I now understand PowerPoint, which is very simple.
It is, but you know, it's freeing too, because you were thinking about that as being this daunting thing that I can't do. Yeah. And you're like, I popped out five presentations in 3 hours. Wow.
Yeah. And I told her I wanted to do it because I said, you know, you have the full-time day job. And I said, I want to know that I am capable of learning this and doing these so that I can free up some time, you know, for you to work on the stuff that you really need to be.
The really is the stuff you're not going to learn, which is the web and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And so, the PowerPoint presentations for the course are, you know, she's got to do like the figure out what pictures she wants to add and stuff like that. But it's like, as soon as I started working with Laura and started realizing that the big thing was boundaries, and it wasn't just the old personal ones that I knew about, but that there were professional boundaries that I had to make sure I set also. And once I started realizing that that was where I needed to put my focus, it's like, you know what? I need to take some time away from all the bright and shiny distractions. I need to sit down and do the work.
Awesome.
Because when I sit down and do the work, I can be extremely productive.
Yep.
But I have to stop procrastinating, sit down and do it. And
oh, no,
so,
worry, unless you want to do the whole cash and carry short.
There you go.
I just felt like with the summer being so hot here, and you don't necessarily want to be out during the daytime, during the afternoons.
Perfect time to be. Yep.
Take the summer months, really dig down, really get the work done, and then enjoy the weather when, you know, when the worst of it is over. So, yeah.
Good job. I'm excited for you because it's free.
Thank you.
And I think what you'll find is when you actually record them, that's the hard part about recording is editing after, and you can give that to Deb, but it's actually the creating is fun.
Oh yeah. I love doing the audio recording. Actually, the biggest problem for us doing the audio recording is making sure that our one cat is like asleep. Because he yowls, and he's very loud, and he's very distracting.
Yep.
And so, you know, for us, it's finding the time when the cat's, you know, not
right.
nuts.
That's why I do a lot of my stuff late at night, when the dog and the kids and the husband are sleeping.
But I love doing the audios.
Good.
So,
you'll have fun with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yay. Yay. All right. So let's see. Wow. Allison said she just calculated she's actually being paid 76%. That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. Yep. That's
great.
A marketing manager starting the sixth. I know what I calculated. I calculated that you were being paid 67% of what you would be paid if you charged your full rate.
Yeah, I noticed that as well.
And you calculated it based on, she's giving you 76% of what she takes in. So even the 67% of what you wanted to be paid to have the marketing handled is awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. That's even better. Wow. Okay.
And thanks for muting me. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I saw you starting on the flag. Okay.
Technology.
Oh, God. Wait, I mean, I knew I was coaching, but he had an urgent message for me. So, you know.
Okay. Well, let's jump into what support you need. I know we had our call just yesterday. So, you know, there may be some things that brewed in your head afterwards. And I'll just set the timer. I'll still set the timer for 15 each. And then we'll go from there at the end. Whatever time is left, if there is any, we'll play with that. So let me just pull this up and I'll put on the timer and I go to 15. And I'm sorry both of you couldn't be at the retreat last week. It was really phenomenal. It was really phenomenal getting with the people and, you know, just so many transfer. And Laura came on the last day, you know, and did a thing, and transformations were amazing.
I really wanted to come this year, but what stopped me was after the move so recently, plane tickets were $600.
What? That's ridiculous.
That's nothing. Yeah. For me, it was $1,200.
Ouch. Yeah. Yeah. And Steph was telling me, Steph could have gotten a ticket for like $150 from Canada. And she could not believe it when I was like, it was like $600. And she was like, I don't blame you for not going. It was crazy. Yeah, it was just too much.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, I can see it. Okay, so I'm going to get it started. We'll go Allison and then we'll go Diane. So go for it.
Okay, fabulous. So the other thing that prevented me from completing on my actions was that I have a stand at the Love Natural Love You show. I've had one at it the last 2 years, and I have a stand. It's the beginning. It's the 6th, 7th, 8th of July. And I emailed them on Monday to say I haven't heard yet about when my speaking slot is, I haven't been asked about advertising. So the last 2 years, I've had two-page adverts. So this is... this is 2015's advert, so there's too much writing, but a nice full-length picture and then a bit there, back to front for you. And it says Dr. Allison's Hormone Success System. And then last year I used an older picture of me, again, the same writing with just some mild adjustments, but the writing is too much. Now, this morning, they both got back to me. So the speaker person got back to me saying, there is a slot available, although one wasn't part of your deal, but there is a slot available Saturday, 11:45 till 12:15, which is a brilliant time. Mm. At this live event, there were 35,000 people last year. So, and I always pick up between 75 and 200 contacts at this event. I just up to now haven't processed them properly and followed up properly. But of course, that's all going to change this time.
Yes.
And then the magazine people got back to me at almost exactly the same time and said, actually, there is a half page left and we will let you have it for a quarter page price.
Wow, I wonder what happened. What happened with them not getting your information?
It was all to do with the fact that they were still emailing me on my admin at email address, which I didn't have access for 3 months of this year, and I can't have access to from any of my mobile things, and I didn't have a PA. So now I've got a new PA, and I did say, look, it's supposed to be coming in at this other email address, but now that I've got a PA starting, that will... help and I mean she will help me find speaking slots to do lunch and learns and things and really get the word out. So I came out with at the last minute, if I could just look at my sent items, bum, 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 bum. Here we go. So I called it so the previously I the first year I did one on stress, something like stop the stress, boost your energy. It was a bit of a salesy name that Kurt was come up with by Alexander Watson, to be honest. Last year I did the, excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. Last year I did hormone replacement therapy, Myths, Methods and Magic. Mm-hmm. They weren't keen on me doing that because their average age is sort of 30 to 40.
Oh.
Rather than the perimenopausal group. Yeah. So this time I've written, Could It Be Your Hormones? How Thyroid Stress and Blood Sugar Link to Make Your Hormones Go Mad.
Read it again.
Could it be your hormones? ? How thyroid stress and blood sugar link to make your hormones go mad.
I like it. It's a little long. That's why I wanted you to read it again. I'm thinking of ways to shorten it, but could it be your hormones? I like the connection between thyroid stress and blood sugar.
Yeah.
You aren't making that connection. Can link to...
Link to make your hormones go mad. So the go mad bit will help people to relate to it.
Yeah.
And because whenever I'm at these events, there's lots of people with thyroid issues coming to me for help. And because I haven't released anything thyroidy yet, but I am keen to help these people, I thought if I bring that into the talk, then people won't feel excluded.
People love the thyroid thing. And with the high level, I don't know how it is in the UK, but here it's almost epidemic how many people have thyroid issues.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah.
It really is because of the fluoride and because of the tap water, you know, because of the toothpaste. And so my summary that I emailed her with is, are you suffering from exhaustion, weight gain, mood swings, anxiety, or hot flushes? Dr. Ali will share three ways you can determine what hormone imbalances you may be suffering from and three tips to transform your health and vitality back to the level it should be for good.
I like it.
Good.
Yes, I like it.
I was supposed to send that back to her by 10 o'clock this morning. And in fact, I sent it 11:41, but it has been accepted.
Oh, good.
And then the guy doing the advertising, the deadline is Friday, but he is happy for his design people to help me format it. So I just need to get, the writing on these adverts was tiny. Having said that, because I had the advert in the show and because in the show guide and because most of the people exhibiting at the show are people with food businesses like healthy chocolate and gluten-free pasta and things like that, because I'm so different to everything else that's exhibiting there, people saw my advert in the guide and so sought me out.
Yeah. So you want it to be something appealing. Like before you had a whole page of your picture and a whole page of a lot of text, which isn't that great use of real estate. You could get it down to a small picture. I like the one from the first one better than the second one. It's much more you.
Well, it's more how I am now. And so that's the picture that I need to use.
Yeah.
And the thing I wrote over the top of this one was Hormone Therapy, Myths, Methods, and Magic. But that was the name of the talk with that one. This one is Dr. Allison's Hormone Success System. So I can put... So what my plan is, it's just a half page this time. Sorry.
Yeah.
So it's just a half page this time. So I thought half of it could be my picture.
Yep.
And then the other half could just be a series of, say, 7 bullet points, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just enough.
Take the stuff, and
with a free offer as well.
Yeah. With a free, like a free consult? Is that what you're going to offer? Or what?
Yeah.
Or a free book? What about one of your, what about your book? Then you get them opted in and you don't have anything manual.
Yeah.
What about that? Didn't you have like the elixirs, the hormone balancing elixirs?
I do, but that's focused on the menopause and this isn't the right target market for that. I've also got the stress busting kit. But I think the health and hormones breakthrough session.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, that's going to have a smaller number of people attracted to it than a free ebook, I think.
Yeah, you're totally right on that.
And I have got these cards.
You'll have a booth, you said? You'll have a booth?
Yeah, I have a booth, absolutely. So I'm going to be there for 3 days.
All right, so you get them to come to the booth.
Yeah.
You can put the strategy session in there, the breakthrough session, or you could put the ebook in there.
Yeah.
You could say, come to the booth to, claim your
So at the moment,
let me ask you this. So it's all menopause, but in your menopause success system, you had, didn't you have stuff on other hormones? Wasn't there a section on there that, is there a little booklet that tied the hormones together or something that could tie them together?
Not exactly.
No, you did in your preview call.
But I did in the preview call. Absolutely. And so I could link it to,
well, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking if you take that preview call and you get it transcribed. Okay, that's easy. Yep. Rev.com or any place like that, they'll do it in 24 hours. Then you take that transcript and you, you know, you just go through it and you clean it up. Because you know how it is when you when you talk, you have a lot of your nose and butts and ums and whatever. You clean it up, and then you get a cover made for it, and then that's what you give them as a gift. You create an opt-in for it. You can do that pretty quickly. So you create an opt-in for it, and call it, you know, something. Well, you talked a lot about menopause in there, but you know, you can pull out the sections.
Yeah.
This is what you could do. You could take that elixir book, right? Or drinks or whatever it was called, right?
Yeah, it was elixirs. I'm thinking that for the general public, people would be more attracted to smoothies. So I could easily create, and I love making smoothies. So I'm
elixirs. You're shocked at how many people love the word elixirs.
Oh, right.
That word, that has just like, people are, has them go nuts.
Really?
So elixir and smoothies, hormone balancing elixirs and smoothies.
Right.
You can throw a couple of recipes in there. Five recipes is all you need. You take some from the elixir book, you change the name of it, and you take a couple of smoothie recipes, you stick them in there. You can even mention in a little text about why the ingredients with each recipe, why the ingredients are so important. This ingredient helps to support this thyroid function, which is usually overlooked. People don't even think about it. Selenium, you know, whatever. And you'll be educating them with the recipes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you can take, if there's some section of that talk, you may want to pull out where you tie together the hormones and the food and whatever you, I don't know, cause I don't remember it exactly, but if you transcribed.
Yeah.
Cause I know you did that overview and how stress impacts it, and you could easily, you know, you could spend 3 or 4 hours and have a completely a nice opt-in ready to go. And that could be something you use whenever you speak on stages, whenever you speak on, you know, general kind of summits or whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that feel overwhelming or does that feel like something doable?
It feels doable.
Because there's a lot of people there. Yeah. And I'd really like you to capitalize on it.
Yeah.
And you can.
Absolutely.
And if you have a hot freebie, they're going to get it. And especially if you have a sign up on your table or just a sign up. Kendall Summerhawk always talked about doing like a single half sheet of paper that had a picture of what they were going to get. And then they could put their name and email address and address or whatever else on there. And then you just hand that to your PA and say, put these into my system and send them the book.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I already have this. So could open it and I'll leave it shut up, but the business side, the other side is really nice. The other side's got lovely pictures, but this is what I've had all this time for the last 3 years that the first graphic designer created for me. And it's about the stress busting kit.
Okay. And you can have that at your table as well.
Yeah.
Cause people will, I want that too.
Yeah.
I want that too.
But I've got my printer ready to create a new one with whatever new freebie I come up with.
Whatever you come up with. Yeah. So come up. I wouldn't have so much writing.
Yeah.
I'd have less writing. Keyword, you know, bullets, benefits, measurable benefits. What else was I thinking as you said that? I thought the thyroid and the connection. Oh, what I would do too is print one out. And have it actually, you know, bound somehow. Like I'd take it to Kinko's or something and have a binding on it so they actually get to see it and flip through it. You know, this is what I'm going to send you.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. Okay.
Yeah. Even if not Kinko's, what we found a local printer. We'd been using this Kinko's forever and it's cost a fortune. And they actually did this beautiful for SIV. You saw it because you were there, Diane, but it was the program. Instead of it being just like this thing, it was this beautiful thing. And it's just, they printed it on bigger paper and they put the staples and they had a glossy front. I mean, it literally cost us $1 a thing. I don't even, maybe even less. Probably approximately $1 per program. It was really cheap. And it's not like you're going to get this whole bunch of them done, but if you just did that with your one thing and got that to show, there, look like that.
And just put together with like the presenters and, you know, some of the ads and then they had all the sponsors on the back and really simple, but really nice.
Yep. And you could do that with your book that you're going to give away, and you can have one there to, you know, say, hey, sign up and we'll get you one.
Great.
Okay.
Okay. So how's the timer going?
I don't know. I think it's a minute. It turns off. A minute, a minute and four. It kind of turns. I don't know how to keep it from turning off. So
yeah, I know the feeling.
Yeah, you got another minute.
Okay. So in terms of getting the copyright for the advert, if I just have a summary of the talk and come to my stand, come to stand such and such for a, to sign up for a free copy of, to sign up for, or should it be come to my stand?
Let's see. You want to keep the words low, right? So you want to talk a little bit about your talk. The name of your talk is very compelling, you know, and if you have the time of the talk, you can put it in there or just look at the program for my talk or whatever. Join me and then you can come to my booth. And if you have a booth number, you put the booth number and we'll... I don't like the word sign up. I'm trying to think of something that you don't want them to think they're going to go there and you're actually going to give them a book. I'd say just get a copy of my ebook. Like when you say ebook, they're not going to have an ebook there. They're going to have to sign up for it. And if you actually have like your iPad or your phone, that's actually the best thing, a computer or an iPad right at your stand. And you just have them sign up for it right there. And then it'll be in their inbox. I don't know if you have a service that does this. I know Lead Pages. You have Lead Pages, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Lead Digits. Go into the lead and set up a lead digit. And what you do is it gives you a 5-digit code that you give people and you can put it right there. And it automatically, they go there. It says, take out your cell phone, type in this code and type in menopause, no, or thyroid or hormone. Type in hormone to get this free book. And I'm pretty sure it's called Lead Digit. It's literally when I figured out how to do it, and it doesn't cost anything over and above your regular account. And it literally costs like, I mean, it takes like 5 minutes to set up, really quick and easy. And then you have it hooked up to whatever, like you'd have, I don't know how you do it with this console, but you may have your VA just figure that out or somebody figure it out for you. But really easy to do. And I literally, so if you were to go to, like for right now, you could see how it works. I have to find it in here. Oh, no. I'll send it to you. But if you actually do it on your phone with mine, it'll say, come back and say, oh, what email address would you like your free gift sent to? You give them the email address and then it comes into your email. Immediately, you captured them. You don't have to go home and type in this list of names. Somebody doesn't have their cell phone there. Right? If they don't have a cell phone, you collect their name. Right, of course. And they're right there. You say, take out your cell phone. Let me show you how to do that. It's wonderful. You can do it while you speak. So you want to get it and put it in your slides. Say, oh, and I have this great gift for everybody. Go here. Take out your cell phone now. Do that. Some people do it with a little picture of the cell phone, you know, and then type this in and you got it. It's really cool tool. And Lead Pages does it for free.
Yeah.
And in your advert, you can use just the one sentence, stop by my booth or, you know, if you have the number, stop by booth number, whatever, to access your free ebook. Boom.
Yep. And then you can immediately, and you can also have, if you have an iPad or your phone, if they don't have a phone, you can just have them do it right there. And you'll have your opt-in page right there. They just put their email address in. It's the future. It's not the past. That's all I can say. In the past, all we did was these sheets. I know the exact feeling. Now I have 200 names, and how am I going to get
them? I've still got them because I'm not convinced I've put everybody in from the last 2 years. And part of this clutter clearing process I've been doing with a professional organizer and declutterer, I've got this massive amount of contacts to contact.
That's where you have your PA. You give your PA that list and you have her chunk away at it each week.
Yeah.
And people like getting follow-ups. Hey, this is Mary Sue. I'm Dr. Allie's assistant. And she asked me to follow up with you. She really enjoyed meeting you at the fair last year. Or she said that you were at this whatever show last year. And she just wanted to follow up because she hasn't, heard from you. And she wants to send. She just got this new free book she put together.
Yeah.
And she'd like to send you a copy. Where can we send it to? Is that okay if we send you a copy? And then do it right there.
Yes. Thank you.
Absolutely. Cool. You're welcome.
Who'd say no to that?
Exactly. Super. Okay. Let's just go to Diane. Your stuff, all your emails come from Deborah. Like it's Deborah. It says Deborah when I get your emails from for ERC, and I'm like, I keep wanting to call you Deborah.
Yeah, and I don't understand what is going on with like some of the email, because I guess we're gonna have to get in there and see if we can figure it out, because sometimes they have my name and sometimes they have her name, so it's like and they're two separate.
You have
they're two separate email addresses.
Okay, so it's the way you have it set up in your server somehow.
Yeah, okay. I'll figure it out.
Yeah,
she'll figure that out. Okay, so for me, I think my challenge for the next month is not something that I need specific advice and feedback on, although any helpful hints would help, but it's really that I want to, really focus on the work and, really take the time to do some content creation. I want to get back into blogging because I have not been doing that lately. I just completely dried up for ideas for articles that I wanted to talk about. And part of that was because my message was transitioning. Mm-hmm. So it was very, very difficult to know what I wanted to blog about, but I do want to get back into the blogging. And I want to keep up with like my mastermind groups and things like that. The things that are really important, that whole urgency versus important thing.
Totally.
I want to really focus on what's important, not what's urgent. My sister, was a pharmacist, and she used to work in the hospital, several different hospitals, and there was a t-shirt they could get, and I think somebody had it, and it said, "Stat my ass, it can wait." And it's like, because everything is stat. We need this, stat, and so it's like I want to really recapture my focus, have good boundaries. With all the different these calls that we've had, coaching calls and these calls, the boundary issue keeps coming up, like for all of us. This is something that we've all been struggling with. And I want to make sure as I'm moving forward that I really have what I need in place to be there for my clients, but be able to protect myself, and not just like my energy, but to be able to protect my time. I realized that I have been like a bad friend to several people over the past few years because I've been running around trying to be available for these urgent things. And I just had this, when I was working with Laura, I just had this like epiphany in my brain that it's like, you know what? You need to be available for your friends and colleagues who really support you and you want to support and who really need you. And stop letting all this stuff take up all you know, all your bandwidth, you know, because we only have so much bandwidth. And, but I really, I want to, I need to spend time making the content, especially after all the distractions this spring with moving so far away and things like that. And, you know, so I guess most what I need is, you know, if you have any suggestions for, I mean, I've already got the notion that I'm going to really like literally schedule things for specific days and be like, you know, Mondays or whatever, this is going to be for writing blog articles. This day is going to be for, you know, creating PowerPoints or doing audios or shooting videos for whatever purpose. And so I already have that piece of it in there. You know, so you know, if there are any tools that you've used, you know, that would be.
Yeah. So tools, you know, it's all relative to you, but I think it all comes to, for you to be able to protect your time and your space.
Yes.
It's really connecting to what's most important to you. Right. So what is most important? Like when you look at your business, how do you want to be ideally, if in your ideal business world, do you want to be just having writing blog posts and selling programs? Or do you want to be doing small groups? Do you want to be doing one-on-ones? How much of your time do you want to spend with one-on-one people? Like just connecting with people one-on-one. How much of your time do you want to spend? And I don't mean how many hours, but like as a percentage even of your time.
Okay.
Be really clear with that. And that way, when things come up, you get to bounce it off what matters the most for you. Right. So if you... I would say the first thing you do is you put your big rocks on your calendar, like Stephen Covey.
Yes.
Right. And so for me, I've got to go back. I can't put my big rocks in because my schedule is too full right now. So I'm going to look ahead for about 3 weeks when my schedule is a little lighter. And I'm my big rocks are self-care, taking to doing exercise. And I'm like, I got back from this trip. Yeah, I did some exercise on Monday. And now, like, looking at yesterday, when was I going to do it? I either have to give up sleep or exercise. Which do I give up, right? And so if you block those pieces off, even if you decide to move them, you block those up. So you say blogging time. How many hours a week do you think it's going to take you to write some really good, juicy blog content? That includes sitting down and brainstorming and looking at stuff and searching through things to find hot topics. But that includes all of that. Like how much time? Is it 3 hours a week? Great. Do you want to do it all in one 3-hour session? Do you want to do it in 2 hour and a half, or 3 1-hours? What, how do you work best, right? Me, I work best in big chunks of uninterrupted time. Some people work really well in hour here, hour there, hour there. For me, I don't like to just have to start all over again. My thought processes are there. So you pick those things and you just lay them out on your calendar. Highly recommend you use an online calendar like Google, because you can have that on your computer. You can have it on your phone. You can print off a copy if you need to. And wherever you are, you're out the supermarket and you go, oh, wow, that would be really cool. I think we could work together and I could really help you. Let's set up a little strategy session to see, you know, what you need and if it's something I can help you with. Oh yeah, I have time at, you know, 3:30 on Thursday afternoon. Does that work for you? Right then and there. Not, oh, I'll get back to you. Right there. Those are easy tools to set up. Simple. They're built into the cell phones.
Okay. You know? Yeah.
And depending on where you're at, I don't know if you've ever done like something like a Colby or whatever. It helps you to see you who you are. For me, I discovered I was trying to set myself up with between 8 and 9, I was going to do this exercise. And between 9 and 10, I was going to make smoothies and food for the rest of the day. And between this and that, I was going to see class. And when I started to do that, I was like revolting and I was just not able to do it. And when I did this Colby analysis of me, like what my strengths are, it said, don't ever lock yourself into a tight schedule. It's not for you.
Okay.
So what I do is I put flexible blocks in there.
Yes. Yes.
But it has to get done.
Yes.
If I have a flexible block between 12 and 2 that I'm going to run errands or, you know, take care of myself, exercise, and something comes along and I get to speak with, you know, some top person in the health industry who wants to promote me. I want to, and that's the only time they can do it. I'm going to move that time. I'm going to say, yeah, it's there. I'm not going to just forget about it. I'm like, okay, I can do that. I can move it to here. And yes.
Okay. This is really good. This is actually really useful because I can work both ways. It depends on what I'm doing. Like, we sat down and created the PowerPoints in one big chunk, but I can also work in smaller chunks depending on other things that are already in my schedule that, you know, I am obligated to do. But I also, I work well with structure, but need flexibility.
Exactly.
So knowing to set aside, you know, larger blocks, if that's what I need to do, that are structured, but not rigidly so.
Right. Because if you put that big block in, right, and it's Tuesday and you're going, ooh, I want to move this, but I can't find another 3-hour block. I'm going to put an hour and a half of it here and an hour and a half of it here, and I'm done. If your exercise strategy is I'm going to exercise 4 days a week, and you've moved it around, you can move it from one day to another.
Yeah.
You can't move it from one week to another. Like, you give yourself the structure of, you've got to get these things done. I've got to do 3 hours a week of blogging. I've got to do, you know, 4 hours a week of exercise. I've got to do whatever, creating programs. And then you just can move it around, but you know that those big rocks are in.
Yeah, and one thing that Laura really helped me focus on, because during our last session we were talking about some of the, you know, more professional related stuff, was I told her I would really like to, my eventual goal, I would like to focus on, like, public speaking. Mm-hmm. And she told me to go back and basically figure out what steps that I need to take to get to that point. And so that's another thing I've been working on. And one of the things we did, and Deb and I talked about this with you a couple of weeks ago, and we need to follow up, is we did speak to someone at the office about, you know, doing a demo down
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah,
we need to follow up on the details because
did they seem interested?
The lady we spoke to said she thinks it would really work, and we just need to, you know, figure out like a time with the manager and stuff like that.
Nice.
No, Allison, I have not done Toastmasters, but I have heard of it, and I've heard a lot of people say it is a wonderful, wonderful way to get some good practice. So thank you for reminding me of that.
And making contacts. I was actually at a something, I can't remember what it was a couple of weeks ago, but he said Toastmasters. Everybody should be joining Toastmasters because it's an amazing way to get this. I can't remember where I was when you were talking about that. Anyway.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's, and the reception we got at SIV, you know, was really very positive. Dr. David, you know, he was like, you guys were great.
Awesome.
He was so funny back there in the corner, and
he was sending everybody energy. He was sitting back there with everybody.
Yeah. Well, I think part of it is, you know, you guys know that a lot of the, in this health space, there's not a lot of lightness and humor, and a lot of it's dry. And I mean, that's why I love Dr. Tom O'Brien. He manages to give you all this intense information and then he makes the funny.
Yep.
And it makes him such an appealing speaker. And then you get somebody who like will drone on and it's really, really dry and it's fascinating information, but you're, you know. So I think it's something that I can bring that, you know, can reach people where something else might not.
You know, and I think that you have a coaching knack, and I see that in the writing. I don't see you coaching people. I'm not on your call, so I don't know, but I see the writing and the banter and how supportive you are and how, you know, small steps and tune in, and you have a really good knack for that. So if you can combine that knack with the speaking, where you make it okay for people to move at their own pace. You make it okay for people to bite off little chunks and then move on to the next one. And you keep it funny and light and not pressured, because people get guilt trips around all this.
And I tell you, The timing is interesting that you brought that up, because if you saw Kelly's last journal entry with the move, and it's like, I know she's going to get slammed from every direction. Oh, you're not giving it a chance. You know, blah, 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 blah. You're being a baby. You want to go home to mommy and all this other stuff. And it's like, you know, first of all, it's not anyone else's business.
Yeah.
She needs to do what she feels she needs to do. And it's like, I am not going to sit there and say, I'm just grateful that she stopped torturing herself, going round and round in circles, and that she finally just decided,
yep,
it's not working, I'm going home.
Yep.
And it's like, good for you. You made a decision, and my job as your coach is to support you. And I have gotten some nice feedback from the calls, because I do pretty much coach on the calls like I do.
Like you do I figured you did. So yeah. And that's what a lot of people need. Not everybody needs
no.
kind of kid glove treatment, but a lot of these people we work with, you know, we get the people that just need the techie information and need to go, and they're going to do whatever you tell them to do. But there's a lot that are not.
Yeah. Pat Murphy needs a lot. She's very independent, although occasionally she does need that little.
Yeah. But she's known a lot of stuff, but she hasn't done it.
Yeah.
For years, right? For years. Yeah. So yeah, it's really tuning into what they need, and you have that knack, and you can do that from the stage.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, I aim high. Do you know who I would love to emulate on the stage?
Who?
Lisa Nichols.
I don't know her.
She is.
I haven't seen her on the stage. I know who she is, but I haven't seen her on stage.
She's the speaker that nobody wants to follow.
Ah.
So nobody wants to follow her. They want her to go last.
Interesting.
So I aim high. That's my ultimate goal.
That's good.
I need to get there, and I'm okay with that. That's going to take some time. And I love the Toastmasters suggestion. That's really cool. So
it's a good way to make connections as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw it. Allison said about that. She made a lot of good connections and how supportive it is. So, that's really, yeah, I think, because I'm not afraid of speaking in public. I've been laughed at before. I've been, you know, so, you know, I was the kid in school that, you know, was the unpopular kid. So I know how that feels like, and I'm not afraid of it.
That's good.
And you know, I'm like you, I always laugh so hard every time you say that, when you're like, yeah, I have a big mouth. And I'm like, yeah, I'm guilty. You know, it's like, I always tell my sister, I'm like, I have a big mouth and I'm not afraid to use it. So,
and the more
I'm using it for good, not evil.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's like, the more you do it, the more comfortable you get with speaking your truth.
Yeah.
You know, the first couple of times, I started speaking, you know, a long time ago, but every time I did it, it'd be, you know, to the point where it just gets better and better, and you get more able to access you. Because that's the piece that most people miss, is they're just trying to do the right thing, say the right thing, move the right way, and they forget about just being themselves.
Yeah, yeah. And thank you, Allison. It's my superpower. I have a big mouth, and I'm not afraid to use it.
I love
it's
it. My super- yeah.
But no, this is really good. I'm going to look into whatever, you know, local Toastmasters there is. And, cool. That's a great idea. I hadn't thought of that. And I should have, because I've had other people that I know who've done it. No, that's great. Thank you. And I immediately understood the analogy about the big rocks. I've seen that video, so I know exactly what you mean.
Yep, and put them in first. And really give some thought. Spend some time, block out some time to sit with.
Yeah.
If you got to wave the magic wand, what would that ideal business, personal life situation look like?
Yeah.
Well, not that big a wand, because you want to incorporate the work into it. Laying on the beach alone is not going to cut it.
No, I actually like the work. I do. I like what Deb and I are creating, and I like what we're doing. And, you know, for a liberal arts major who loved reading, you know, dead white European males for pleasure, to find that I love coaching people in health, it just, it blows my mind sometimes.
It's great.
I don't know where it came from. I mean, I thought I was completely incompetent to even learn science. And now I watch lectures for fun.
Yep.
You know, and yeah, it's, I never in a million years, you know, for a kid who just always had my nose in a book,
mm-hmm.
you know, so, and, you know, I mean, I owe a lot to all of you guys, you know, I mean, you know, like you're kind of the leader of this group, but this group has been so special to me because, you know, I stepped in later than, you know, this core group, and you guys have just like embraced me and lifted me up from the beginning. And it's been, you know, just amazing. Everybody's been so supportive. And it's like, this is why this is one of the things when even when I'm taking this downtime, this will still be on the schedule.
Yeah.
You know, this call is still part of, even though I'm going to get away from a lot of the electronic stuff, this is important.
This kind of stuff is super important, and
it's
affirming that you're on the right track. It's for bouncing ideas across, getting new ideas. And I think that it's always good to have a support group.
It is. It is. It's sometimes it's what gets me going from month to month. because I also am accountable, right? I have to do something.
Yeah. It's like, did I do anything? Yeah. Well, Allison didn't have a fair because she got to talk to me yesterday and then again today, so I think I could check in on her immediately. But what did she write?
Yes. Yeah.
You get stuck there, Allison, in the I hate biochemistry frame of mind? It was my least favorite part of medical school.
You make it understandable because it's something I've struggled with, but I got it. And yeah, Allison's right. When we did that mastermind with Dr. Laura, it's like she and I bonded. Like, I still think of that. So,
yeah.
I'm getting goosebumps and it's like hot as hell in here.
Yeah, she has a knack for really transforming people. We saw that in the one day that she did. So
I owe you such a debt just for introducing me to her that I can never repay. And then getting the freebies at SIV was like this.
I know, that's, you know, she's really brilliant. She's very subtle, but she's really brilliant in her marketing because she gives those things away. And then she has this really easy to say yes to 3-session package, right?
Yeah. I couldn't say no because we just started digging in the session and it was like, oh no, I have to.
And then she made it.
That was another
day. You had a $2,000 investment in 20 sessions or whatever.
Yeah.
She gave you 3 sessions, you know, and that's
the thing
I think with the, what I call the jumpstart program or whatever it is you want to be doing is to offer somebody that small thing.
Yeah.
Easy way to say.
And that's another reason why I chose not to go to the retreat. It was like, it was going to be a choice. It was like, I can find the money for one fairly. And I needed to work with her and she helped me so much.
Yeah.
So
Great. Well, anybody else have any other final things? And then we'll go around to who's going to commit to what. So anything? It's 2:00. 1:00. Why does this thing say 2:00? That's weird. My iPad says it's 2:00.
Oh, it's still on Eastern time, I bet, from the retreat.
Maybe I didn't.
Because it's 2:00 in Florida.
Yeah, interesting. Oh, it's on airplane mode. No wonder.
You're still on beach time.
I'm like, 2:00, I have another call. That's funny. I want to be on the beach again, but okay, I'll get there.
That would be funny if this had only taken zero amount of time, you know. We're time travelers, you see? We're time travelers.
Yeah. So who you want to share, Allison, a takeaway and what you're going to be working on? I know you're going to do, I gave you a whole bunch more to do. I'm sorry, but.
You know, I need to. So by the end of today, I will have created my advert for the journal, for this magazine. by tomorrow. I'm
those coaching programs.
No, they're really high up. But tomorrow I'm speaking, so I'm going to create a sheet for the health and hormone breakthrough session.
Okay.
In time for tomorrow, because I don't have any business cards that are current, and I'm not allowed to use the Asana ones that I've been using. So I'm going to create one sheet for that.
Okay.
And then we've got the FNC coaching tomorrow evening, and then after that I will work on this, and I've got a locum on Friday. So I've got lots of things to do, and then do the lead pages thing. Over the weekend, I'm going to work on my appraisal, but I will set in a time to do all these things. I've got a bigger leeway.
What can you delegate? Can you give the office manager person the assignment to go check out what it takes to set that up in lead pages?
Yes, I could.
Okay, assign that to her.
Yeah.
The D, you know, there's the D's, right? Delegate or delete.
Yeah.
Right? We got to learn to do that delegate one.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, good. Yay. Diane, what are you committed to?
I am committed to, looking at my calendar, blocking out some sort of schedule that will, work around the commitments that I already have.
Yep.
And before jumping into taking the time away from like the electronic stuff, I want to make sure that I prepare for it. So if there are things that I need to do that I don't want to be doing over the next month, because I know things will come up and there will be something that actually needs to be taken care of.
Yeah.
But I want to sort of prepare, for how I want to spend that time and ways to keep myself from getting distracted and off track. And I'm going to follow up with the manager here about demo. And I'm going to look into Toastmasters. And, of course, be working on all of the brainstorming and stuff that we committed to on the one-on-one call.
Okay.
So, I'm definitely going to get clear about where those big rocks are.
Yep.
And what needs to.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you, guys. Good job. You guys are moving forward, and I love seeing it. And I just want to see more clarity. And I'm excited about you being able to speak for 35,000 people. I mean, that's an amazing
awesome
opportunity, right?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, there'll just be about 20 people in the room, but there's 35,000 people who go to the event and go past my stand.
So how do you know there'll only be 20 in the room? Is that what the room holds?
That's how many there were last time.
Okay.
So, but there were more the time before when I did the stress one.
Right. This might be a better hot topic if it was a different demographic and menopause wasn't the right fit. So, yeah. All right. Let's just picture how many people can the room hold?
I don't know. They're usually about 50 max.
Okay. We're going to see 50 with standing room only.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Yes.
I think that's great. And Allison, let me tell you, however many or few they are, you never know how valuable those connections are. I did a reading of one of my novels at a convention, and one person showed up, but they enjoyed the hell out of the reading. We had a great conversation, and we connected in a nice way. So you never know. There's no amount too small.
Yeah.
It's all good, but it's going to be 50 in standing room only. I agree.
I'm going to see that for you. All right. You guys take care. We'll talk soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.